We have bath hall,
root hall,
and east.
Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Saksam
is not, we are not doing. Are any of that we are not doing? It will be noted on the part of Ravananda. That Ansi Bhav will fill up all these things, put which we are getting. By Shruti, Smriti, Purana adi, Pancharatra, Vidhindina, Aikantati, Harir, Bhakti, Utpata, Ireva, Kevala. You know this is what? You know this passage. Very important. Meaning that Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra, Vidhindina, if he is doing ekantaki hari bhakti, but not following these things, then utpat will come. Utpat means?
The
seventh means here, narapat all these things. So here, pancharatra and suti, smriti, pancharatri ityadi vidhi, of greedy person having the greed to serve Radha and Krishna. This root bhakti should be here. This. So,
if any open
by not following any another, it is not anukul ignorance. So there is no chance of doing any offer. Your mentioning is in this connection he is telling. But if a man has the ambition to serve Radha and Krishna by Raj. He has grief and he is doing Vaidhi Bhakti, only Vaidhi Bhakti. Someone tell that they will have Dwarka Dham. And they will be a servant of Rukmini Saptabhama.
If a person has...
It is question, if anyone can. And also he has the idea that if a man, if a sadhak, has greed and doing Vaidhi Bhakti plus Radhanuga Bhakti both, following both, then he will have the next servant of Mathura Mahishi. And those who have actual greed and following Radhanuga, they will have the service of Radha and Krishna as a Vaidhika. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it is not correct. Why not correct? Who is the king or Mahishi of Mathura? Who is the king or Mahishi of Mathura? Ubja. And Mahishi of Dwarka is Rukmini, Saptadhama and so on. If a man does Bhaji Bhakti and he receives the service of Mahishi of Dharaka, and if a man does having greed, Vaidhi Pavas Ragatmika Bodh, he will have the maidservant of Kubja. But Kubja Prem is not justified. So it is less than Dwarka Mahishi. Dwarka Mahishi is superior than so much Kubja. Vaidhi plus Raganuga is superior than Vaidhi Bhakti. Understand? So, it is against the principles of Bhakti that having a man doing Vaidhi Bhakti receives better thing, that is the service of Maheshi. Whereas, Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga, in this thing, he receives less than Dwarka Maheshi service.
Maybe Chandravali service.
No. If they say that in Gopal Katani Sruti, it is written that Rukmini's marriage has been done from Mathura. So Rukmini should be there. Yet, it is against our principle. By doing the service by Vaidhi Bhakti, receives same, he does Vaidhi Bhakti plus Raganuga. He again receives the same thing. So it is against the principle.
So what is
His idea, or our Gaudiya Vaishnava idea, is he stating. He is telling that Rukmini marriage from Mathura, it is not Shastra Sammata. Shastra Sammata means it is against Shastra. It has been never, only Gopal Sruti said, but here Mathura means Dwarka.
Because they are more or less the same.
Same. So, from Bhagavat and all other authentic bhakti granth, it is not what? Authentic. He is telling that he will tell henceforth this fact. In the midst, he is telling something so that his thing will be correct. For having a greedy person have to do five things. Once abhisht bhavmay seva. Abhisht bhavmay seva. What is abhisht bhavmay seva? That always thinking his siddha bhav. To have the bhav of Manjari. This is bhav.
it will never be changed. He will describe abhisht bhav sambandhi.
Abhisht means
object of desire.
What we want, abhisht. Abhi isht. Isht mane what we want. Abhi mane surely what we want. Bhav sambandhi. Bhav mane bhav sambandhi. Abhisht bhavanukul. Bhavanukul, you know?
Favorable.
And what is abiruddha bhav? We should adopt abiruddha bhav, which is not unfavorable. This should be adopted. And abhisht bhav viruddha, we should not take bhav viruddha. Which is unfavorable, you should not do. And which are favorable, we should take. And some are so that not favorable, nor unfavorable. We should reject or unreject. According to
practical
atmosphere.
Yeah.
Now he is telling about these things more.
What?
That abhisht bhav mai is called that. What is sadhya that we, what is sadhan we doing in siddhi, that will be the same. Remembering of Govinda now, and in siddha sarir remembering of Krishna, both are same, but unripe and ripe. Understand? This will not be changed. Kirtan will never be changed, whether in this period or that period. Sadhan or siddha, these are abhisht bhav. Now you are thinking that we are Kishori Gopi, sir, to have service of Radha. And in remembrance, we are seeing that I am a gopi lady and making garland so beautiful and giving it to Rupmanjari. Rupmanjari is giving to Lalita Vishakha and they are giving it in the neck of Radha and Krishna. By remembrance we are doing, that is called Ashtakalik Seva, Ashtayam Seva. Are having this in remembrance, we are praying like the Bilak Pushmanjari. In Siddha Seva we will have this. So no change. Only ripe, unripe and ripe avastha. Understand? These are called bhavamaya, abhisht bhavamaya. Now bhava sambandhi, second. There are two reasons of everything. No? Upadan karan and nimitta karan. You know?
Material cause and the efficient cause.
Huh?
Material and efficient causes.
Efficient.
Efficient causes.
What is the meaning of efficient?
The doer.
Like a pot of earthen pot.
One is the
upadan is earth.
Earth.
Ripe and unripe, upadan, and nimitta himself, man,
the potter,
or the thread, and other things, upadan ka,
the immediate cause.
Karna Desai is upadan karan, nimitta karan, and Advaita Charya is upadan karan. Understanding?
We were just teaching this in Brahma Samhita.
Achha. So the prakriti of two kind, nimitta and upadana. Nimitta is more important. upadan. Here upadan. Everything upadan karan is himself Krishna. Or mana God. And nimitta karan prakriti. And all these things. He is telling that what are the upadan karan of bhakti? Greed, sramanam. What sramanam? What we have listened from our Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru about Krishna. He is so kishore, so sweet, having float on his lips and favorable for Gopi Prem. And Ashray, who is Ashray? Rupmanjari and all. The activities of Rupmanjari. So we should remember, we should talk about all these things. These are upadankar. To go to the places of that Lila Sthan. That is going to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Vrindavan, Bansibad and all these things. These are upadankara. They will make hasty to have our goal.
And nimitya?
I am telling you. And some are nimittakara. Nimittakara means to do tilak. To have kanthimala. Have sannyas. Red cloths. And all these things. He will clear it. Some parts are upakarak. Upakarak means favorable.
Primary. Is primary proper? Means necessary, completely necessary.
Upakarak. If you do, you will have some gain by doing that work. Reading of Bhagavat and all other books. If you will not do, you will be in loss. So they are. But one thing we should always remember that bhav is root for which we have greed. So having this in the center, all things are describing
yes.
Here. Here, if he had that greed, now he is describing again to clear it. Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. To have these things is abhishta bhava. Abhishta bhava means what we want, that bhava. In sadhana, it is unright and siddhi it is right. Guru Padasya, mantra jap, dhyan, listening and remembering that process of these are bhav sambandhi upadan karan.
Still the idea of upadan and namitya is not clear here.
Now one by one is bhava sambandhi, then he will come to bhava sambandhi. This is bhava maya first, actually greed, and that after that upadan, that is bhava sambandhi, next, second. First is bhava maya, that is gopi bhava, manjari bhava. Second is bhava sambandhi, that is upadan kal. Without having guru padrasya, a man cannot have his greed. Guru padrasya should be done. And to follow him, it is essential. To listen him is essential. To serve him is essential. So these are called upadan kar. That is bhava sambandhi. To remember Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mantra, these are all bhava sambandhi. Then remembering Kling Gauraya Swaha. Only by word we will do it. Something come in my heart, our heart. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna.
Nama Rupa Guna Lila.
All of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is so kind that he is always in a mood to give Krishna paint. With that Kling Gauraya Swaha. So that Gaurang we are offering ourselves, Swaha, to have the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same, so it is told that every day, at every three times, we should jap all the mantra that Guru has given. These are upadankara, we should do. Nijabhisht sansargi Krishna Mahamantra should always be chanted. This is upadana. Here, not only chanting, but remembering their qualities, Krishna qualities. But Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Srimati Radhe. Krishna Harati Kunje Iti Hare. Krishnam Harati. Harat Mane Akarshati. Krishna Akarshat for all. But here Srimati Radhika does Akarshan for Krishna. And Harati In Kunja.
Akarshan means attract.
Attracts. Krishna talks all, but here Srimati Radhika attracts Krishna. Madan Mohan Mohini. Eh? Madan Mohan Mohini. So, thinking all these things, we should chant Harina. These mantras are Siddha mantra. So, no anusthan of Purascharan and all should be done in this mantra. So these are bhava sambandhi, that is upadan karan. Nimitta karan is not bhava sambandhi. We are telling that Astadakshas Dasakshar and Dasakshar that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received from his Gurudev. One mantra with Krishna Govind becomes Dasakshar, Astadakshar. And only Gopijan Ballabh is Dasakshar.
This last point you made, the last thing you just said, could you clear that more, please?
Huh?
The last thing which you just said.
So, he is telling that the Sakshar or
means, what does that mean, Dasyamsha?
Gopijan Vallabhai Swami. This is Dasyamsha.
Ten syllable mantra.
Without clue.
What is the mantra?
Your Guru had also given me. Gopijan Vallabhai Swami.
But not clue.
This is not be counted as in ten. This is separate, is himself a mantra also, Bij. That Bij has been transferred into that ten letters.
What happened to Krishna and Govinda?
If they come, then it becomes
18.
Krishna Govinda satra khara chilo.
Sab bole dile tar ami guru ki thakbo. Sab bole jibo ami thake. Kuch thakbe to.
Very eager.
Abhi 25 barsh aur brahmacharya rah karke guru seva karo tab hoga. He should come to me after 25 years having brahmacharya and serving Gurudev, then I will tell you. ওর মধ্যে ওই আটটি আছে, আট আর দশ, তোমাকে বুঝিয়ে দিবে গেল তুমি, ব্যাকরণ আর শব্দকোষ দেখো, তারপরে বিশ্বরূপ বিশ্বকোষ, তারপরে ওই রকম হয়ে যাবে, যেরকম হয় 24.5 অক্ষর ইন কাম গায়ত্রী, ইট ইজ নট সিন আইদার 24 আর 26, বাট রাধিকা গিভ ইন স্বপ্ন
dream to
Vishwanath Chakra. Then he knew that
24 and a half. He knew what that half is.
So these are also bhav sambandhi. Having hearing and telling of Krishna and his Priyajan. Priyajan?
Dear ones.
Are also bhava sambandhi. Here he is telling that in Raganuga there are two things. Smaran and Kirtan. These are Mukhya. But here Kirtan is superior or Smaran is superior?
Smaran
is superior.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita clearly says that Kirtan is superior.
Here he is telling for ordinary person Smaran seems to be superior. But in this Kali Yuga, it is told that Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come for Kirtan. And those who do Kirtan Yajna, they are called Sumedha. In that slope, Sumedha word. Sumedha means very
intelligent.
So, here he is telling that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided, it is decided fact. So here, Smaran will not superior. It is in the Anugatya of
following of
Kirtan. And also Sanatana Goswami has told in Brihat Bhagavatam 5 He has given reasons. Sahaja Babaji don't follow Sanatana Goswami idea or this idea. He has told especially that here smaran should be done under supervision of Sankirtan. Because when a man is being remembering the past times of Krishna, but if any noise comes, if we loudly do Sankirtan, he is disturbed. But when we do Kirtan, if a man remembers being silent morning, no disturbance. If a man mind is so chanchal,
flickering,
if he does Kirtan loudly and loudly, all becomes silent. They are bound to be silent, all indriyas, senses. So, these are all bhava-sambandhi. Again, he tells that. What?
I want to make sure.
Again, he tells that in Ujjwal Nilmani, it has been told that the rishis had done tapasya. Tapasya means?
Austerities.
Here we should not think that here austerities means to have agni, fire, are going to in
water, cold water.
Cold water are on these things. Not eating, be silent, having this like this, and all this. Here, Aradhana is told. Mercy. Aradhana by mind. That mercies, 60,000 mercies I have done. By the grace of Ramchandra, they have come to Gopis.
The kirtan before, when you mentioned kirtan is superior to smaranam, this kirtan may be japa, or does it mean congregational, many people together doing kirtan?
It is not, these tools are not important. Important is that having that greed and in anugatya of Rasika Vaishnava, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and chanting by mouth, by jiva, being in Vrindavan, by bodily or by mind, this kirtan is Shrestha. And it is not samajanishtha. It is vyaktigat. Understand?
Vyaktigat.
For every person, vyaktigat.
For one man?
Oneself.
Yes.
Oneself. And for? It is not. If our Guruji is doing kirtan, and we have participated in that, but we are not equal to our Gurudev, because he is remembering pastimes of Krishna and weeping, but we are not weeping, we are only participating when we are chanting. So both are not the same. So one is vyaktigat, means you know,
for everyone, you said
everyone, and for single man,
single.
For oneself.
There are some words.
Personal means vyakti.
There is a special word for this.
Solitary.
And first, if a thing is done by so many persons.
Common.
General. And any special word I have. I know, but I am forgetting. In Hindi, samaj nishta and vyaktigat. Only for me and for several persons.
Individual and
individual
and congregational.
Congregation. These two. This is actual word. No? What?
Individual.
Individual.
Yeah.
It is individual thing, not congregation. Raghunath Das Goswami is doing kirtan individually by his own and when he is doing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kirtan, it is not individual. To Raramanand, what he tells us here, it is individual. Vrat means Ekadasi Vratmalli, and having that greed. Here, Ekadasi Vrata, Janmashtami Vrata, doing tapasya, anything for Krishna, these are Nimitta Karan. These are Nimitta Karan. So,
but why the comparison with Upadana Namitya? Why is he choosing the words Upadana Namitya to explain the difference between these two groups? Why Upadana Namitya?
Because this would have certainly do.
Upadana.
And if any time we do not do, so it is harmful, but not harmful as then.
But you gave the example, Upadana is the clay, and Naimitya may be the father.
But yet, without father, or without matter, anything will not be.
Sure.
But without earth, it will not be. And without Nimitta, but Upadana is more superior. So, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and serving Gurudev are Upadana Karan, and these are secondary.
Yes, secondary.
Primary and secondary is the proper translation. One is supportive. Secondary means, well, the Namitta means it supports.
Namitta.
And the Upadana means the base, the basis. Primary.
That's what it means here, but when describing creation, those two
words
in
there. It's the same though.
These are not same, but
one is the ingredient.
Right.
So without the ingredient, you cannot cause anything. So it's more important.
But we should not do Ekadasi if anyone's telling, like Hitharigans, it is not right.
Means?
That we should do Ekadasi Janmashtami also, whether it is Nimitta Karan. But not important as
the other things.
Other things. So, Ekadasi, Janmashtami, and these things,
Tila,
they are upakari for smaranaṅga, mūlaṅga, bhāva-sambandhi, or bhāva. Understanding?
Repeat one more time, please.
One is bhāva-maya, abhiṣṭha-bhāva-maya, and one is bhāva-sambandhi. Bhav sambandhi are superior than this nimitta karan. They are mool karan.
Main cause.
And they are secondary.
If the secondary cause isn't present, still the primary cause is sufficient.
Someone get trash on Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, but not least initially hearing Hari Katha and all these things. For them, it has been done. if one, anyone does not do Ekadasi, what will be the harm? One, he has greed and he is engaged in doing bhavmay or bhav sambandhi, and it is left to do Ekadasi. Like one person, Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, on Ashtami Navami he was doing 3 or 4 days Ekadasi, and when Ekadasi, no remember. So for them, they are Raganuga, so here is not hot.
What is the difference between Bhav Mai and Bhav Sambandhi? What is
the
difference?
I have told all these things.
I know, but I got confused on the point of when you went into the difference between Upadan and Naimitya, how they refer to each one.
First I have told Bhav Sambandhi, Bhav Mai. Bhav means one thing that is unripe and ripe. That is, we are gopi. This is sadhana. And when we will be gopi, then it will be siddhi. So like this, it is called bhav mai. Bhav samandhi, upadan karan.
Those things that nourish.
We'll have to do to hear. And remembering all this. Nimitta karan, bhav sambandhi, we cannot leave them in any case. But nimitta, in certain reason, we cannot follow, then it is not harmful. For Bansidas Babaji Maharaj or Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, when they are remembering so many days and Ekadasi went away in this time, then it is not. But when they are in sense, if they do not do, then it is hard. So it is called secondary.
Thank you.